How to create a community emergency response team, CERT, in your neighborhood. Boost safety and unity. Have you ever thought about how prepared your neighborhood is for an emergency? With natural disasters and unforeseen crises becoming more frequent, there's no better time to consider forming a community emergency response team, CERT, in your area. A CERT enhances safety and fosters a stronger sense of unity among neighbors. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that trained community members are ready to spring into action during a disaster. In this podcast, we'll explore how to establish a CERT and how it can significantly benefit your neighborhood. What is a community emergency response team, CERT? Imagine the middle of the night when a sudden storm hits your neighborhood. The power goes out, and emergency services are overwhelmed. Wouldn't it be amazing if there were neighbors trained and ready to step in? That's where a community emergency response team, CERT, comes into play. CERTs are teams of volunteers who are trained to help in emergency situations. They support professional first responders, ensuring the community remains safe and resilient during crises. Origins of CERT. The CERT program started in Los Angeles, California, after earthquakes in the 1980s highlighted the need for better community preparedness. Initially developed by the Los Angeles Fire Department, it aimed to train civilians in basic disaster response skills. Recognizing its success, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, adopted and expanded the program nationwide in the mid-1990s. Purpose of CERT. CERTs have several key objectives. Enhance community preparedness. By training volunteers, CERTs build a network of individuals who can respond quickly and efficiently to various emergencies. This helps reduce the load on professional responders and ensures quicker intervention. Promote safety and security. CERT members learn vital skills such as fire safety, light search and rescue, and basic first aid. These skills can be life-saving during critical times, potentially turning ordinary citizens into heroes. Foster a sense of unity. Working together in training and response efforts brings neighbors closer. When you've built something together and faced challenges as a team, the bonds formed can make the community more robust and cohesive. Educate and inform. CERTs don't just act during emergencies. They also work year-round to educate the community on preparedness. They might hold workshops, distribute pamphlets, and even run drills to ensure everyone knows what to do when disaster strikes. Critical components of CERT training. CERT training includes several essential components aimed at making volunteers well-rounded and effective in emergencies. Disaster preparedness teaches participants how to prepare for various types of disasters affecting their area. Fire safety and utility controls guides on suppressing small fires and safely shutting utilities. Disaster medical operations covers essential medical treatments to assist injured individuals when professional help is delayed. Light search and rescue operations equips members with techniques to safely conduct search and rescue operations. Team organization and incident command teaches the organizational skills necessary for efficient teamwork and emergency coordination. With these skills, a CERT can make a tremendous difference in how a community handles disasters. It brings together individuals who are ready and willing to act, making your neighborhood not just a place to live but a safer, more connected community. Benefits of having a CERT in your neighborhood. Creating a community emergency response team, CERT, in your neighborhood offers numerous benefits. Let's look at how it can make your community safer, more connected, and better prepared for emergencies. Enhanced safety measures. One of the most significant benefits of having a CERT is the enhanced safety it brings to your neighborhood. When emergencies strike, every second counts. CERT members receive training in fire safety, basic first aid, and search and rescue operations. This means they can step in before professional responders arrive, providing immediate assistance to those in need. Imagine having neighbors equipped to handle everything from minor injuries to more severe situations. This kind of preparedness can be the difference between remaining safe and facing dire circumstances during a disaster. A CERT not only helps to mitigate damage but also plays a vital role in preventing further harm. Faster response times. Time is of the essence during an emergency, and having a CERT can drastically improve response times. Professional first responders are often stretched thin, especially during widespread crises like natural disasters or major incidents. In such cases, the ability of CERT members to act quickly is invaluable. CERT members live in the community and can mobilize in minutes. This rapid response can help contain situations before they escalate. Imagine a scenario where a small fire breaks out. A well-trained neighbor can use a fire extinguisher effectively, keeping the flames from spreading and buying crucial time until firefighters arrive. Strengthening community bonds beyond safety and quick responses, forming a CERT can bring the community closer together. When neighbors train and work together towards a common goal, it builds trust and camaraderie. This collaboration fosters a sense of unity and makes the community more resilient. Think of the sense of pride and connection that comes from working as a team. Volunteers share experiences, learn new skills together, and support one another. This strengthens individual relationships and makes the entire neighborhood more cohesive and supportive. Real-life benefits in action. To put it all into perspective, here are some practical ways a CERT can benefit your community. Immediate assistance during power outages. Poor weather or other issues can cause long-term outages. CERT members can help set up temporary shelters or provide necessary resources. Disaster drills and preparedness workshops. Regular drills keep everyone sharp. Knowledge shared during workshops can be life-saving. Support for vulnerable neighbors. Older adults and those with disabilities may need special assistance during emergencies. A CERT can ensure that no one is left behind. Overall, the presence of a CERT transforms a collection of houses into a proactive, caring, and well-prepared community. The benefits are clear, from ensuring safety and quick response to fostering a more robust community spirit. Steps to form a CERT in your neighborhood. Forming a community emergency response team, CERT, is an empowering way to make your neighborhood safer and more connected. Follow these steps to establish a successful CERT right where you live. Assessing community interest. Before forming a CERT, you must gauge how many of your neighbors are interested. Here's how to get started. Host a community meeting. Organize a gathering at a local community center or park. Use this time to explain what a CERT is and its benefits. Encourage questions and discussions to foster interest. Distribute surveys. Create a simple survey to determine the number of people who would be interested in participating. You can distribute these online through social media groups or neighborhood apps. Use social media. Utilize neighborhood social media pages. Post information about what a CERT does and how it can help improve safety and unity in the community. Talk to your neighbors. Sometimes, a personal touch works best. Go door to door or talk to your neighbors during community events. Share stories of other successful CERTs to inspire involvement. Getting buy-in from your neighbors is essential. People are more likely to participate when they understand the benefits and feel involved from the start. Gathering resources and support. Once you have a core group of interested neighbors, the next step is to gather the resources and support needed to get the CERT off the ground. Connect with local authorities. Contact your local fire department, police department, and emergency management agency. They can provide training, resources, and support. Seek sponsorship and donations. Approach local businesses for sponsorships or donations. This could include funding for training materials, first aid kits, or even meeting refreshments. Apply for grants. Look for grants that support community safety initiatives. Organizations like FEMA sometimes offer grants to help communities start CERT programs. Leverage community resources. Use community centers, schools, or churches as meeting and training venues. These spaces can often be used for little to no cost. Securing the right resources and support ensures that your CERT has the tools it needs to be effective. Recruiting and training volunteers. With resources in place, you can begin the vital task of recruiting and training volunteers. Create informative materials, flyers, brochures, and emails explaining the CERT's purpose and importance can attract volunteers. Make the materials engaging and visually appealing. Host training sessions. Organize comprehensive training sessions. These can cover basic disaster response skills such as fire safety, first aid, and search and rescue operations. Partner with experts. Collaborate with local professionals, such as firefighters, EMTs, and former CERT members, to lead training modules. Real-life examples and expertise make training more impactful. Practice regularly. Schedule regular drills and practice sessions. This keeps volunteers' skills sharp and ensures everyone is prepared for emergencies. Acknowledge and celebrate. Show appreciation for your volunteers. A simple thank you note, a community shout-out, or small celebrations can go a long way in maintaining morale and commitment. Recruitment and training are continuous processes. By keeping volunteers engaged and well-trained, your CERT will be ready to face any emergency with confidence and capability. Forming a CERT is a rewarding endeavor that brings lasting benefits to your neighborhood. Follow these steps to get started, and you'll find a safer, more connected community within reach. Essential training for CERT members: creating a community emergency response team, CERT, involves more than just gathering a group of willing volunteers. These volunteers must receive proper training to handle various emergencies. This section will break down three essential areas of training that every CERT member needs to be fully equipped to respond effectively. Basic first aid and CPR. First aid and CPR training are the bedrock of any emergency response team. Being able to provide immediate medical assistance can mean the difference between life and death for someone in your community. Immediate care. Basic first aid helps CERT members address minor injuries and stabilize more severe ones until professional help arrives. Imagine someone falls and breaks an arm during an earthquake. A trained CERT member can provide initial care, reducing the risk of further injury. Life-saving techniques. CPR training enables team members to assist someone experiencing cardiac arrest. The first few minutes are critical, and swift action can double or even triple a person's chance of survival. Empowerment. Knowing these skills equips CERT members to help during a disaster and in everyday situations, making the whole community safer. Fire safety and suppression. Fire-related emergencies can spread quickly, causing widespread damage and endangering lives. Fire safety and suppression training equips CERT members to act swiftly and effectively. Understanding fire behavior. Training covers how fires start and spread, helping CERT members recognize potential hazards and mitigate risks. Properly storing flammable materials can prevent minor accidents from becoming large fires. Using fire extinguishers. It is crucial to learn how to use fire extinguishers confidently. CERT members practice with different types of extinguishers so they're ready for various scenarios. Evacuation plans. Fire safety training also includes creating and executing evacuation plans. This ensures everyone knows the safest ways out of a building or area, minimizing panic and confusion. Search and rescue operations during disasters. People can become trapped or lost. Search and rescue training provides CERT members the skills to locate and assist those in need. Search techniques. Training covers structured search patterns and methods to efficiently and safely find missing or trapped individuals. This could be vital if a building collapses during an earthquake or tornado. Rescue skills. CERT members learn to carefully extricate victims from hazardous situations without causing further injury. This includes everything from lifting heavy debris to using simple tools for rescue. Staying safe. An essential part of this training is ensuring the safety of the rescuers. Techniques are taught to minimize personal risk while maximizing effectiveness. By mastering these essential areas, CERT members become invaluable assets to their community during emergencies. Each skill set complements the other, creating a well-rounded team ready to tackle various crises. Whether tending to injuries, putting out fires, or rescuing neighbors, the training ensures CERT members can make a real difference when it matters the most. Organizing regular drills and simulations. Regular emergency drills and simulations are crucial for maintaining a well-prepared community emergency response team, CERT. By practicing different scenarios, your team will be ready to handle real-life emergencies with confidence and efficiency. Let's dive into the types of drills you can conduct and how to analyze their outcomes. Types of drills to conduct. To be prepared for various emergencies, conducting different types of drills is essential. Each scenario presents unique challenges and requires specific responses. Here are some examples. Earthquake drills. These exercises train CERT members to respond to seismic events. Activities can include practicing drop, cover, and hold on, conducting building evacuations, and simulating search and rescue operations for trapped individuals. Fire drills. Fire emergencies require quick thinking and coordinated action. Fire drills can involve practicing the use of fire extinguishers, setting up evacuation routes, and simulating scenarios where CERT members assist people with mobility issues. Flood drills. Flood simulations help CERT members prepare for water-related emergencies. Participants can practice building sandbag barriers, executing water rescues, and coordinating the evacuation of flood-prone areas. Tornado drills. In regions prone to tornadoes, Drills can focus on identifying safe locations, conducting shelter-in-place exercises, and simulating post-tornado search and rescue efforts. Medical emergencies drills. These drills can involve practicing CPR, administering first aid, and setting up triage areas to effectively manage and treat multiple casualties. Regularly practicing these drills ensures that your CERT is equipped to handle various emergencies, increasing the team's overall readiness. Analyzing drill outcomes after conducting a drill. Assessing its effectiveness is essential to ensure continuous improvement. Here's how you can analyze drill outcomes. Debriefing sessions. Hold a debriefing meeting immediately after the drill. Encourage open discussions where team members can share their experiences, challenges, and feedback. This helps identify what went well and what needs improvement. Review performance metrics. Set specific goals and benchmarks for each drill. Review these metrics to evaluate performance. For example, measure the time taken to evacuate a building or the number of correct fire extinguishers used. Identify key learnings. Highlight critical learnings and areas for improvement. Use these insights to adjust training programs and refine emergency plans. For example, if a fire drill reveals communication gaps, focus on enhancing communication protocols during future training. Document outcomes. Keep detailed records of each drill, including observations, lessons learned, and action items. This documentation will be a valuable reference for future drills and real-life emergencies. Implement changes. Based on the analysis, adjust your emergency response plans and training sessions as necessary. Continuous improvement ensures your CERT remains effective and well-prepared. By conducting diverse drills and thoroughly analyzing their outcomes, your community emergency response team will stay sharp and ready to respond to emergencies. Regular practice not only hones the skills of team members but also builds a cohesive and resilient community. CERT communication and coordination. Strong communication and coordination are essential for a community emergency response team, CERT, to be effective. Imagine tackling a crisis without being able to talk to your team. Chaos would ensue. Establishing clear communication channels and maintaining good relationships with local authorities ensures everyone can work together seamlessly. Establishing communication channels. Effective communication channels are the backbone of a well-functioning CERT. Different methods can keep everyone connected, even when traditional means fail. Let's explore some of the best options. Two-way radios. Radios are a reliable communication tool, especially when cell towers are down. They allow CERT members to stay in constant contact with one another, ensuring clear and immediate communication. Messaging apps. Smartphones can be handy. Using apps like WhatsApp or GroupMe can help team members share real-time updates, photos, and important information quickly. Make sure everyone installs and knows how to use these apps. Phone trees. Phone trees can be effective for those who prefer a simple method. This involves creating a list where each person calls the next in line, ensuring information is passed along efficiently. Email lists. While not ideal for urgent updates, emails are good for disseminating detailed information and coordinating plans in the days before an event. Social media. Platforms like Facebook and Twitter can be leveraged to communicate with a broader audience, including neighbors not part of the CERT. This helps in providing updates and instructions to the entire community during emergencies. It's crucial to have multiple communication methods as backups. Practice using these tools during drills to ensure everyone is comfortable and knows what to do when disaster strikes. Coordinating with local authorities. A CERT must establish and maintain good relations with local emergency services. Cooperation with local authorities enhances your team's effectiveness and ensures that everybody is working towards the same goal, community safety. Regular meetings. Hold regular meetings with local fire departments, police, and emergency management agencies. These meetings help keep everyone on the same page and provide opportunities to share important updates and feedback. Joint training sessions. Coordinating joint training sessions with local authorities adds realism to your drills. By training together, CERT members and professional responders can understand each other's roles, ensuring seamless collaboration during emergencies. Resource sharing. Establish agreements for sharing equipment, facilities, and expertise. This can include borrowing specialized tools for training or having experts present to instruct CERT members on advanced techniques. Emergency plans integration. Work closely with local authorities to integrate your CERT's emergency plans with the broader municipal plans. This ensures consistency and prevents overlap or confusion during the crisis. Communication protocols. Develop clear communication protocols for interacting with local authorities during an emergency. Ensure everyone knows whom to contact and how to relay critical information effectively. Coordinating with local authorities allows your CERT to access valuable resources and expertise. Moreover, this partnership fosters mutual respect and trust, making your community more resilient in times of crisis. Effective communication and coordination within the CERT and with local authorities ensure everyone works together like a well-oiled machine during emergencies. These steps fortify your neighborhood, making it safer and more prepared for unexpected challenges. When the team is on the same page, the entire community benefits. Funding and sustaining your CERT, creating a community emergency response team, CERT, is a fantastic way to enhance the safety and unity of your neighborhood. However, like any worthwhile project, securing funding and sustaining the team's efforts over time is crucial. This section will provide ideas and strategies to keep your CERT funded and supported. Securing initial funding. Starting a CERT requires initial training, equipment, and materials funding. Here are some ideas to help you secure those much-needed funds. Apply for grants. Many organizations, including FEMA, offer grants to support community preparedness initiatives. Look for local, state, and federal grant opportunities. Applications might require some paperwork, but the effort is worth the financial support you'll receive. Community fundraisers. Hosting fundraisers can be fun and engaging ways to raise money. Consider organizing events like bake sales, car washes, or yard sales. You can also host more significant events such as charity runs, raffles, or silent auctions. Be sure to promote these events widely to maximize participation and donations. Donations. Local businesses and residents can be excellent sources of funding. Create a compelling pitch explaining the CERT's importance and how it benefits the community. Offer sponsorship opportunities where businesses can display their logos on CERT materials or at events. Personal appeals to neighbors can also yield generous donations, especially if they understand the direct impact on their safety. Crowdfunding. Platforms like GoFundMe can be effective for raising funds online. Share your campaign widely through social media, email, and local community groups. Provide precise details on how the funds will be used and what the community will benefit from them. Partnerships. Collaborate with local organizations such as schools, churches, and civic groups. These organizations can often provide both financial support and in-kind donations, such as meeting spaces or volunteers. Combining these approaches allows you to gather the initial resources needed to launch your CERT successfully. Maintaining ongoing support. Once your CERT is up and running, maintaining ongoing support is critical. Here are some strategies to keep the community engaged and supportive. Regular updates and communication. Keep the community informed about the CERT's activities and successes. Use newsletters, social media, and community meetings to share news, progress reports, and upcoming events. Transparency and communication help build trust and demonstrate the CERT's value. Community involvement. Encourage continuous participation by involving the community in training exercises and preparedness events. Offer workshops and seminars that are open to all residents. Make these events interactive and informative to keep people interested and engaged. Volunteer recognition. Show appreciation for your CERT volunteers. Small gestures like thank you notes, recognition at community events, or volunteer appreciation days can go a long way in maintaining morale and commitment. Highlighting their efforts in community newsletters or social media posts also helps keep their contributions visible. Sustained fundraising efforts. Keep the momentum going with regular fundraising activities. Plan annual or semi-annual events to ensure a steady flow of funds. Promote these events well in advance and consider adding new, exciting elements each year to keep people interested. Local partnerships and sponsorships. Continue building relationships with local businesses and organizations. Look for ongoing sponsorship opportunities where companies can provide monthly or annual contributions in exchange for recognition. Collaboration with other community groups can also help share resources and expertise. Feedback and improvement. Regularly seek feedback from volunteers and the community. Use this input to improve your CERT program and address any concerns or suggestions. Showing that you listen and adapt keeps the community invested in the CERT's success. Following these strategies ensures that your CERT remains a vital and supported part of your neighborhood. The community's ongoing enthusiasm and participation will help sustain the CERT, making your area safer and more united over time. Promoting your CERT, promoting your community emergency response team, CERT, is essential for recruiting members, gaining support, and spreading awareness about its importance. Effective promotion can turn your CERT into a well-known and respected part of the community. Utilizing social media platforms are powerful tools for spreading awareness and recruiting new members for your CERT. Here's how to make the most of these platforms. Create a dedicated page or group. Create a Facebook page or group dedicated to your CERT. Use this space to post regular updates, share information about upcoming training sessions, and highlight success stories. Engage with followers by encouraging comments and questions. Use visual content. People are likelier to engage with posts with images or videos. Share photos from training sessions, community events, and drills. Create short videos explaining what CERT is and why it's essential. Visuals can make your posts more appealing and shareable. Leverage hashtags. Use relevant hashtags to reach a broader audience on platforms like Twitter and Instagram. Hashtags like hashtag community preparedness, hashtag join CERT, and hashtag emergency response can help your posts gain visibility among people interested in these topics. Engage with local influencers. Partner with local influencers or community figures with a significant following. Ask them to share information about your CERT or even participate in your events. Their endorsement can reach a broader audience and add credibility to your cause. Host live sessions. Utilize features like Facebook Live or Instagram Live to host Q&A sessions, training demos, or virtual community meetings. Live sessions can create a sense of immediacy and allow for real-time interaction with your audience. Consistent posting. Maintain a regular posting schedule to keep your audience engaged. Use a mix of content types such as informational posts, behind-the-scenes looks at training, and testimonials from CERT members. Consistency helps keep your CERT at the forefront of followers' minds. Hosting community events. Community events are a fantastic way to promote your CERT, engage with neighbors, and demonstrate the team's value in a hands-on way. Here are some ideas for influential community events. Emergency preparedness workshops. Host workshops where residents can learn basic emergency response skills like first aid, fire safety, and disaster preparedness. These workshops provide valuable knowledge and showcase the expertise of your CERT members. Mock drills and simulations. Organize mock drills and invite the community to participate or observe. Simulating real-life scenarios enhances your CERT members' skills and demonstrates to the community how prepared and effective the team is during emergencies. Open house events. Hold open house events where people can meet CERT members, see the equipment, and learn more about the team's activities. Offer refreshments and make it a family-friendly event to encourage attendance. Community fairs and festivals. Set up a booth at local fairs and festivals. Use this opportunity to distribute brochures, conduct demonstrations, and engage with attendees. Consider offering small giveaways like first aid kits or emergency preparedness guides to draw people to your booth. Guest speakers and panels. Invite experts in emergency management, healthcare, and public safety to speak at your events. Panels and guest speaker sessions can provide valuable insights and attract attendees interested in these topics. Volunteer appreciation nights. Host events to recognize and appreciate your volunteers. Celebrate their contributions with certificates, small gifts, and public recognition. Highlighting their efforts can inspire others to join and contribute to the CERT. Collaborative events. Partner with local organizations, schools, and businesses to co-host events. Collaborations can help you tap into different audiences and foster a sense of community spirit. Joint events can also enhance the visibility and credibility of your CERT. Using these strategies to promote your CERT can create a buzz in your community and beyond. Engaging social media content and meaningful community events are vital to building a strong, active, and supported CERT that everyone is eager to join and support. Conclusion: creating a community emergency response team, CERT, in your neighborhood is a proactive step toward ensuring safety and unity. You can build a resilient and prepared community by following the steps outlined in this post: assessing community interest, gathering resources, recruiting and training volunteers, and maintaining strong communication and partnerships. Assert equips your neighbors with essential skills and fosters collaboration, making your area safer and more connected. The practical benefits, from faster emergency response times to enhanced community bonds, cannot be overstated. Take the initiative today. Start exploring how you can form Assert in your neighborhood. Your proactive efforts will create a safer, stronger community that is ready to face any challenge together.